don't cover this topic, this subject, but Bhaktivedanta Hospital has taken initiation and introduced this spiritual care in nursing. So he is a pioneer in formation of degree and diploma curriculum, and he is also chief faculty of that subject, spiritual care in nursing. Of course, he, apart from that, as you all may be knowing, he is in devotional service for practicing Krishna consciousness since last more than 30 years. He is associated with Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir Chowpatty, and he is a senior counselor and disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And I am very happy to say that because of him, there are so many doctors who has taken this devotional process very seriously in their life, and they are practicing. There are so many doctors who are in a devotion because of him, and we all get inspiration from him. So we are very happy to hear from him, Dr. V.G. Shanbhag, Vishwarup Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So should we sing for some time?
Hare Bol.
Sing it. Sing.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please sing.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama, Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagavan Ki Jai. So I am very honored and very grateful to all of you to allow me to come amongst you and speak a few words. I am basically from Grand Medical College and I passed out in 1985. And in my student life only, when I was in final MBBS, I got introduced to Krishna consciousness. And because of that, many other colleagues also got into this Krishna consciousness lifestyle. Some of them were in JJ, in my college, and some of them were in Nair Hospital. And somehow they got introduced there in beginning of third MBBS. We got introduced in JJ in beginning of third MBBS. And all these group met in Juhu temple in those days. In those days there was only one temple in Bombay, that was Juhu temple, Hare Krishna land. And then we practiced the life of Krishna consciousness. Before we were doing everything which we shouldn't have done. But later on, our hostel life helped us a lot to concentrate, focus and understand and study the principles of Krishna consciousness, live practically the life of Krishna consciousness. And when we passed out, we began medical camps in the villages. Now before I came here, in this auditorium, I was talking to some of your colleagues and was discussing that medical career is meant to take care of others. Is that true? Many of you must be having zeal in the mind that I want to save people who are dying. I want to take care of people who are suffering. In fact, our whole curriculum and our career is actually meant for alleviating sufferings of others. Is there any doubt about that? All of you? Well, making money is not a sin. There's no problem about that. One must make money to have a good livelihood. But merely earning money and merely working for money is not going to satisfy anybody. Nobody becomes satisfied just to amass a lot of money. What satisfies you is when you take care of others, serve others, please them and really take care of them. So that principle was somehow conveyed to us in our early student days. So as soon as we passed out, we began medical camps. We went to villages. One of my colleagues, who is now the director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Dr. Ajay Sankhe, was my roommate from 11th standard, then roommate and then classmate, everything. All these years, now the last 35 years we are together, right from our studentcy. So in his village, because he hailed from a village called Palghar. Palghar is not a village, of course, Palghar is a township, but there are many Adivasi villages inside Palghar district. So we began our medical camps over there. And the spirit was that we had 400 rupees our internship stipend. How much it is now? 5,800 rupees. We used to get 400 rupees. And we used to spend about 100 rupees for contribution to this fund of medical camps, which would gather about 800 rupees, 900 rupees. And with that we would go to Princess Street and buy medicines in wholesale. Travel by train, go to Dadar and buy vegetables in Dadar Kirtikar market. How many of you know Kirtikar market? Nobody knows. All of you are out of Bombay, various from part of Bombay. Kirtikar market is a very famous wholesale and huge vegetable market, like Baikala. So we'd go and pick up sabji for around 200 people and with medicines and sabji board Ahmedabad passenger and go to Palghar. It would take about 1.5 hours. After that, take a ST and travel for 18 kilometers, which would take 45 minutes. And reach by about 4 o'clock there. And then we put up kitchen. All the medical students will cut vegetables and everything. And we will cook for 200 people. And then when we cook, we offer that food to Krishna. And then have a health education program. Health comes spiritual education, of course. And villagers would come, gather in the evening. We do some, like we sang today, maybe we sing for a long time and then we gave some small talk. After that, we feed everybody the prasadam, sumptuous prasadam, full stomach we will serve. Sometimes we will cook batata vadas and halwa. Sometimes we will cook khichdi and sabji, serve everybody. And that night program ends. Next morning, immediately we get up and we put up tables. And one is doing post in medicine, one is doing post in surgery, one is doing post in orthopedics, one is doing post in pediatrics, one is doing in gynecology. So minimum 5 people would be there. All of them were PG students. And they would come on weekends and we would have around 1,000 patients coming in the next morning. And then our wives, we were just married, and our wives would do dispensing and dressing and injections on the counter there. And we would see patients and we give them 15 days medications. And that's how we did for many, many years. So I would like to introduce you. Of course, this is our lordships from Sri Vrindavan Dham. ISKCON Sri Vrindavan Dham has deities of Radha Shyam Sundar, our dear favorite deities. So this all began in year 1983, when we were third MBA students. And Srila Prabhupada was the personality who actually gave us those principles through his books. Of course, we never saw him because he passed away in 1977. We went in temple in 83. So he was not there, but his books were there. And all the principles that he taught were there in the books. Even today people are studying and getting inspired. So he was our main inspiration. And then later on we met His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, who is today our Guru, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, who has given us initiation of Diksha. And he further inspired us by giving us ideas, vision about how to use our medical profession in service to society and service to mankind and service to God also. So we made a motto. We first formed Hare Krishna Medical Association, and our motto was what you call as Breathe Vakya, for the upliftment of mankind and for service of God. Deva Seve Sati Ani Manushya Uddhara Sati. This was our slogan. So he was our inspiration. He gave us a very deep insight how to use our medical knowledge to serve in selfless way to humanity and to God also. So now I welcome you to go through the journey of Hare Krishna Medical Association. This is Dr. Sankhe. He is our director and he is a pediatrician from Jeju Hospital. This is myself. This is Dr. Dalal, who is a MD in medicine, chief physician of Bhaktivedanta Hospital now. He is from Nair Hospital. This is Dr. Rathod, also from Nair Hospital. He is now a chief orthopedic surgeon. He is an MS in orthopedics. And this person is also from Jeju Hospital. He is Dr. B.C. Shah. He happens to be a general surgeon. But his specialty was, after he passed out MS from JJ, he is about 4 years junior to me. We stayed in a hostel together. After passing out his MS from KM Hospital, he did MBBS JJ and MS in KM Hospital. He would work as lecturer from 8 a.m., operate till 2 p.m., and 2 p.m. he would go and he'll go to Mira Road. That is where we had our hospital under construction. And this person has actually built the hospital physically with all the team standing on board for 2.5 years. He has built 80,000 square feet area. The most meticulous way, because we all were doctors studying in various hospitals and so many flaws would be seen, turning points and operation theatres and passages and wards and ICUs. And so whatever we had seen as good points and whatever we had seen as flaws, we corrected all those things and built Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And this person, we used to tease him by calling as civil surgeon, because he was civil engineer also and a general surgeon also. And this is also my classmate, my colleague, Dr. Krishna Kumar, also general surgeon. So this is the only team, original team. And when we passed out, we got spiritual initiation in 1986. All of us fortunately got spiritual initiation together. We were a batch of 37 doctors in 1986 in Jew temple. Some of them are there around today, some of them are abroad today, all 37 of them. And we received the mantra, we received principles, we took vows in front of the Lord, in front of Guru, in front of the devotees, saintly people, that we will live a life of purity. Purity means no illicit sex, sex out of marriage, no intoxication of any kind, no violence and no supporting violence by eating meat, and no intoxication and no gambling. And we will chant every day 2 hours of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and live very cultured and pure lifestyle. Those are our initiation vows. And we formed this Hare Krishna Medical Association under a tree in Palghar. And we were holding medical camps there. Many Adivasis would come and take benefit. Some of the old photographs you can see, very old, Deva Seve Sati and Manushya Dhara Sati. Duktarna is one of the small village in place called Palghar. And another subset of that place is Sankepada. This is Dr. Sankhe, Dr. Chatur, Dr. Dalal. I am also there in the picture. Anybody can make out? I have taken the picture, so I am also there in my inconspicuousness in absence. This is our first camp we held in Pandharpur. You know, in Pandharpur on Ashada Ekadashi day, so many millions of people come there walking and they all fall sick. So all the pilgrims are even today taken care by us. This camp was 1990 and we saw 625 patients and we were so happy that such a large number of patients we saw. And today also we hold this medical camp every year and now we see only 75,000 patients. And we have wards, we have emergency ward, we have dressings, we have OPDs, we have food distribution, we have Harinam Sankirtan, we have book distribution, we have all kinds of medical care. We do all CLWs, we'll do minor operations, we'll take care of dehydrations and loose motions, all kinds of emergencies. One full building is given to us by government where we put up our tent, I mean, we all stay there, put up our medical work on ground floor, put up our kitchen and distribute food to 1 lakh people per day for 5 days. This is the first camp that we held. And it's a typical scene. Dr. B.C. Shah, Dr. Sankhe, this is myself, sister Padmavati, she was a head nurse in emergency ENT OT in JJ Hospital. But she also became a devotee. And what we are making is batata vadas. And you can see here, I learnt making batata vadas there in numbers like 500 and 600 at a time. And alternately, we used to make khichdi and sabji, and alternately, we'd make patata vada and halwa. That was our schedule. And we would distribute it to all Adivasis, of course, for nutrition also and for the poverty also. And we had a system called as patrons of poor. That means we would, shell out 100 rupees per month, but it was not going to be a big amount. We were a small number of people also. So we developed a system called Patrons of Poor and we used to go to donors and right from 21 rupees to 51 rupees to 101 rupees to 151 rupees to 500 rupees to 1500 rupees maximum in those days. We used to collect every month. And we used to go in the morning times to donors and give them monthly report, collect their next month's contribution and hold the medical camps. This is myself doing kirtan here. This is Dr. Sankhe. This is Dr. Dalal praying their mridanga and our original team. Exactly outside the house of Dr. Sankhe. This is in the courtyard of the Dr. Sankhe's house. We used to hold medical camps. This is Dr. Dalal's wife, Mrs. Dalal. This is my wife, Mrs. Shanbagh, Mrs. Dalal, dispensing and dressing patients. This is the original set of our volunteers who used to help. The amazing thing was that the youngsters who were 15, 16, 17 year old boys who were studying in college and schools, they were inspired and they joined us as volunteers. And now today, those youngsters who were volunteers, they have built their own temple in Palghar. And there are about 1,200 people fully dedicated to the mission of Hare Krishna, doing medical work, doing social work, doing also spiritual work. All these people, they came up from being volunteer. They were very inspired and they used to come to assist us to cook also, to arrange medical camp also, do publicity also, dispense medicine, buy vegetables, helping cooking, serving, all kinds of menial services they did. And today they are in 40s. And in the journey of last 25 years, they have built up their own center. They have a center called Annamrita in Palghar, which distributes about 60,000 children per day are served a wholesome meal in the schools, midday meal. And I'll tell you one amazing story. This is a flag, saffron color flag, and there is a Hanuman carved on it, embroidered, I would say. So before that, we were going buying vegetables and buying medicines and carrying on our shoulders and going in crowded trains. So we were wondering, my Lord, please help us by giving a vehicle so we can go point to point comfortably and take more people along with us, not to squeeze through the trains and everything. So in 1990, way back in 1990, we went to Hampi. Anybody knows what is Hampi? Yes? Yes, Hampi is the birthplace of Lord Hanuman. It was the Anjaneya Parvat, where Anjaneya Kesari lived and where Hanumanji was born. So our Gurudev Radhanath Swami took first yatra in 1990. And we only few doctors who had just joined Hare Krishna movement went with him. Only 8 to 10 people. And we danced and jumped and sang in praise of Lord Hanuman on the mountain there. And Gurudev had told us that you please carry a saffron cloth with you and you offer that cloth to Hanumanji. And you request Hanumanji to descend on the cloth and pray to him to give you a vehicle. And then we, all of us, I remember, Dr. Dalal, myself, Dr. Sankhe, we all cried like anything, with tears in eyes, we prayed that we want to serve more and more people. But the distance and the travel is limiting us. If we have a vehicle, then we can serve more villages and more people we can reach. And we offered the cloth and requested Hanumanji. And we promised Hanumanji, moment the vehicle will come, we will make a flag of that cloth and that vehicle will always have that flag of you, that is Hanumanji, whenever we will go out in medical camps. And we came back at the end of January from Hampi and I was just entering my room from the vehicle, not even got in the room, I got a phone call from one donor. He said that I will donate chassis for the van that you are asking for. And next morning I got a call from Arvind Mufatlal office that we will build the body of your design from our cost for the vehicle. So we were so struck with wonder, you know, what is the power of prayers. Few youngsters who have sincere desire to serve selflessly prayed to Hanumanji. Hanumanji is an ardent servant of Lord Ram, immediately responded. And when the chassis was ordered, chassis came in about 8 days from Pune, Tata company. And it had complete saffron color on that, Sindurka color. So we actually felt when it came, that Hanumanji came, you know. And immediately we put the flag on that. And myself and Dr. B.C. Shah took the chassis and went to Vasai, Nicholas garage, and stayed together in the garage for 6 weeks. And personally supervised, designed and got executed every item in that. And we made the vehicle and came out in record time in 6 weeks. Generally the record time is, general time is about 8 months before the vehicle comes out. And we said we cannot wait to serve people for so long time, you take your own time. So we stood there and got everything implemented over there. And on 6th April 1990, the vehicle came out. So this is the van, this is the flag that we made. This is the food that we used to cook and serve patients. This is the health education that we used to have in the evenings. This is Dr. Sankhe's father who was the principal of 20 schools in those days. So he used to bring one school in each camp for having health checkup and vaccination for youngsters. As I told you about Hampi visit, and this vehicle came. You can see this vehicle, Tata 407. And the flag used to be on the left side of the vehicle. And with this vehicle, when it came, we started medical camps in Bombay slums also. We chose 5 slums in Bombay, like Dharavi, Mahalakshmi, Malwar Hill, Sayan, and one more thing I forget, Elphiston, in Elphiston slum area, near my house. So So 5 days, Monday to Friday, medical camps in slums, same principle. Do prasad distribution, do medical activity, give them 15 days medications and follow them up in the hospitals wherever we are working. And weekends we started going to many villages, right from Duktan to Umroli to Kelwe to Lal Thane, and so many places started going. Because the vehicle was, it was very easy. The vehicle was designed in such a way that it could store many large amount of medicines. It had a dispensing counter, it had an examination table, it had a sitting place, it had driving, and next to driving, many seats were there. So you can see, this is a typical camp. This is Elphiston near my house. This is myself, Dr. Sankey here. This is a dispensing counter, and this is where the devotees from temple would come and distribute wholesome khichdi or halwa prasad. And sometimes you would see patients inside, and large number would come. We would set up tables outside and examine patients like that. So this is close up. On the other side of the vehicle, there would be dispensing and registration. Inside there would be examination of patients sometimes, and then sometimes outside also. This is pediatric examination. This is outside the van. And this is my wife dispensing medicine from the dispensing counter. And this is prasad distribution. So wherever we went, we had a principle: medical care, wholesome food, and the holy name. Even right now when we go to, just now we went to Kashmir for the disaster over there. The principle was same: medical help, prasad distribution, and the holy name. Spiritual, physical, and ailment related services. You can see Govind Prabhu, and now these are our presidents of temple in Chowpatty. In those days they were just new devotees. This is our medical camp which held in slums of Pratiksha Nagar in Sayan. You know Pratiksha Nagar, very close by here. We worked there for so many 7 to 8 years. And this person, Eknath Gaikwad, was just Nagar Sevak in those days. Municipal councillor. Now he became minister also in government of Bombay, India. This is myself, our trustees, Dr. Sankey, Dr. Dalal, Dr. Shetty, who was my skin and VD teacher in my UG days. And now he is a medical administrator in our Bhaktivedanta Hospital. We used to hold a procession on Ram Navami Day. And that was the day of Sai Baba's birthday also. And Lord Ramchandra also appeared on the same day. So we used to hold big procession on those days. And this is how Kirtan, holy name, prasadam, medical care together. And then we began with eye camp. First eye camp, 25 patients we operated in Palghar. Our chairman, this is our mature cataract. In those days we used to give facial blocks. Mature cataract picked up from the villages and slums. And pre-operative examination, operation, and post-operative patient. Again, our wives were helping us. The volunteers who came as volunteers, now they are working in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. This is Jaivant Sankey. Jaivant Sankey, Jai Krishna Prabhu. Now he is the senior manager in housekeeping in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. This is our chairman, Rishikesh Mafatlal, one of the major patrons and chairman of our trust. We used to physically come and serve the patients in the camps in Palghar. This is Dr. Shama Shah. She is from KM Hospital. She is MD in anesthesia, our chief anesthetist now. They were all simple, small students at those days. She come to serve the patients. This is post-operative care. And typically, after every eye surgery, when you open the bandage, we used to show them Krishna's picture. Our criteria of success of surgery, we'll ask them, show the flute, show the peacock feather. And if they point out nicely, surgery is successful, like that. It was the first batch of our cataract surgery camp in Palghar, in Lions Club Hall. This is the first camp we held in Mathura district, where we dared to operate 185 patients. But from 25, straight first camp was organized and overwhelming response. This is a place called Barsana. And Barsana is 50 kilometers from Mathura station. And it is most interiors, but very famous because it is the childhood place of Radharani. Krishna was in Nandagaon and Radharani was in Barsana. So Radharani was raised as a child over there. Very, very holy place. So we chose that as our base and we held our first camp. You can see here, for service of God and upliftment of mankind, our first team of eye surgeons And we operated about 185 patients here. It was a big number that time. And today also we every year hold camp there. And now we operate about 1,000 patients in the every camp over there. So some of the pictures, ladies ward, post-operative care. And in those days, there was no SICS, small incision cataract surgery was not there. It was proper cut and then you have to do stitches, 4 to 5 stitches. And there was a systematic, after 4 weeks of surgery, you used to go and remove sutures and again come back again after 3 weeks and then take out refraction and give spectacles. So long process. Now patients go home in 2 hours. In those days, we have to give them 5 days pre-operative, then operative, and 5 days post-operative, and then after 40 days, suture removal, and after 3 weeks, again, glasses, long procedure. But all that was done every year there in Barsana. This is all suture removal. And this is the first batch of 185 patients. Our specialty was, we used to hold prayers hold throughout the day while surgery was going on. We used to give them thorough examination like we would do in Bombay. Dark room examinations, dilatations, all tonometry, everything we would do nicely. And now we operate them with lens implant and few patients selected off. Also we do laser surgery, PICO emulsification. And every patient receives 40 days of medicines. A nice sheet of instructions, how to take care of post-operatively. And we give them 40 days medicines, we give them sunglasses, we give them in the end also a proper glass. The minimum number comes, 2 or 3 diopters. And main surgical camp and 2 follow-ups we would do. Now also we have all the same protocol. Along with that, we give them 1 pair of socks and 1 blanket also, being the winter season. So you can see we're distributing blankets over here. So anyway, I would reserve some stories for the next time. But I would like to tell you that our history is quite large and lots of adventurous things were there in life. Life was very adventurous, very blissful, full of challenges, traveling to places. All of us were medical students, then we became PG students, but every weekend we were out. Saturday, Sunday means we were traveling to villages. We would raise funds, we would cook ourselves, we would arrange the medical camps, we'll get more doctors. And how the team increased, that we would take our colleagues from JJ and Nair and St. George's and Kama Hospital and other hospitals also, attached to Nair hospitals, other hospitals. And on coming and going, we would talk to them and develop friendship. And that's how our team increased. And today we have 450 doctors who have joined our mission, who are working with us, who are assisting us. Many of them are working in the hospital. We have over 55 postgraduate qualified doctors, qualified from JJ, Sion, Nair, and KM hospitals, working in various faculties in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So our Bhaktivedanta Hospital is a very unique place. It's a model where all the principles that we follow in temple are followed. We don't serve meat there, we don't serve tea, coffee there, we don't serve onion, garlic, we don't serve eggs. We serve only pure vegetarian food offered to God and served as Krishna Prasadam. We have 14 kinds of diets, all that is in between, without onion, garlic and meat, food collected from violence, nothing is served there. And all 14 diets are beautifully cooked by our dietitians and served to all patients. We have a 180-bedded hospital, multi-speciality hospital. We have cath lab, we have advanced urology interventional center, we have cancer treatment center, we have cancer surgery, cancer chemotherapies, radiation is coming very soon. We have 18-bedded ICU, we have 12-bedded NICU, we have AKD, that is dialysis unit. So all that is required for a tertiary care hospital is there in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. But the specialty is, the difference is, it is not the hospital meant for making money. It is not a hospital where doctors come only to make money and use patients as substrates to earn their livelihood. The whole principle is serving selflessly and serving in God consciousness. And majority of the doctors, we have about 150 doctors there attached to a hospital. But about 100 doctors are followers of Hare Krishna movement. They live a very pure life themselves. They chant for 2 hours every day. They don't do any illicit activities, live a very pure lifestyle, and then come and practice there selflessly. There is no corruption in the hospital. There is no commission business. There is no cut practice. That is the most important thing. Because right from beginning, it's a very amazing thing that we did. that when we were 6-7 doctors came together, and all of them were just passed MBBS, about to enter PG. In those PG was very easy, you know. Your surgical marks would get you admission in surgery, medical marks will get you admission in medicine. Whatever branch you needed, that mark, those marks will be considered, and there only you will get admission in PG. Government students will go to JJ and allied hospitals like Kama and St. George's, and municipality will go to Bhajekar and Rajawadi and KM, all those things. There only they will get admitted, admission for their PGs. So among ourselves, one point of time we had meeting and we decided, okay, you take physics medicine, you take surgery, you take orthopedics, you take pediatrics, you take gynecology. And amazingly, people agreed. And they all got seats as per our plan by the mercy of the Lord. And while they were doing PG into various branches, these medical camps were going full swing. So when we passed out, we went to Mira Road and took a flat and started a polyclinic. And the polyclinic, that time also we had all the branches with us. We had a physician, we had a surgeon, we had an orthopedic surgeon, we had a pediatrician, we had a gynecologist, and we had a skin specialist. So with these six things when we started, we never had to depend upon any GPs outside to get referrals. Within ourselves, and I was doing GP, and I was sending patients from outside. Right from beginning, we kept the principle that we will not do this cut practice business. Because ultimately, what is cut practice? Ultimately, cut practice means patient's pocket is exploited. From his pocket, I share and you share. And poor fellow is suffering. And then corruption is so wild these days that we are waiting for somebody to fall sick. And then I'll send to my friend for pathology, my friend to radiology, my friend to sonography, my friend to MRI and CT scan, and for this test and that test, and admission to my friend's nursing home and surgery, and everybody is sharing their cost 40%. It's very, I don't think I could have ever slept peacefully at night with such kind of practice. And by God's grace and by the principles given by Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Radhana Swami, we never did this kind of practice. We are very proud to tell you that even in the world like today, where there is so much corruption going on in medical practice, if you are convinced, you will be given a facility by the Lord so that you can also live a very pure life. All of us, when we are studying, nobody is corrupt. Everybody's father has worked hard, their father is paying fees, paying donations for the college admissions or the classes and CETs and entrance for MBBS and entrance for PG. All fathers are working very hard, parents are working very hard, and you are studying very hard. Nothing is corrupt in this. But as soon as people come out, today the ambitions are so high that people want to start earning money, a lakh of rupees in the first month only, and 2 lakh rupees in 6 months' time, and within 1 year they want to have a car and a flat on their own. So the because doctors feel that, now I'm a doctor, I'm a cream of the society, I'm not an ordinary person, I can't live like going by traveling by BST buses and by local trains, I need to have a vehicle on my own, otherwise what's the use of being doctor? What's the use of earning 25,000 rupees? I must earn so much of money. So much pressure is there internally and from outside. That's why corruption just flares up like anything. But student age is the right time when you are imbibing your medical knowledge, studying all the intricacies of various subjects, medicine, surgery, gynec, pediatrics, intern, all medicine subjects. No one is teaching the medical students what is ethics, how to conduct yourself, how to be a good doctor, what is the meaning of selfless service, what is the meaning of compassion, what is the meaning of kindness, what is the meaning of going out of the way and helping somebody who is suffering. Nobody is teaching us that. We are getting sword in the hand, but nobody is teaching you how to use the sword. So either you hurt yourself or hurt others with the sword in the hand. Medical knowledge is very precious. As doctors, I consider myself and all of you very fortunate because the Lord has allowed us to study and get something which is very special. You know, it is good to be an engineer in IIT, and many other industries are there dealing with many materials in the world. But it's nothing like dealing with human beings, especially those who are suffering. In my childhood, I used to hear Mafatlal Company's radio show on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. program called Amrutvani, and used to begin with one beautiful verse. That's the opening statement of that program at 9:30. I will sing that verse. Natvaham kamaye rajyam na swargam na punarbhavam.
काम ये दुख तप्तानां प्राणिनां आर्तिनाशनम.
द राइटर whoever is the author of this shloka, he says that I do not want swarga, I do not want kingdom or to become king. Natvaham kamai rajyam, I don't desire to become a king. Na swargam na punarbhavam, I don't want rebirth, I don't want residence in heavenly planets. Kamaye dukha taptanam praninam artinashanam, I would like to serve all those who are suffering in pain and be an instrument in alleviating their suffering. That is the only goal of my life in my life. Oh my Lord, that's the only goal I have in my life. Please empower me to serve all those, to help all those who are suffering, and let me be the instrument to decrease or nullify their pain. And I think that should be the motivation of all of us doctors. Isn't that true? All of us, at least me, I can tell you honestly, I wanted to become doctor in my childhood so I can become rich very fast. Because I saw my general practitioner, family practitioner, you know, very big man, very famous, very much wanted everywhere, respected, so I wanted to become like him. So my original motivation to become doctor was to become rich. But when I joined the movement of bhakti, devotional service, I understood it's a great privilege to help others, to serve when they are in actual need. When you are suffering, when you are in pain, we all have that science and the skill and the knowledge to help them. And money, my experience is money comes. As per your bhagya, as per your purva karma, as per lines written on the forehead, money comes. In fact, you cannot avoid the money that is destined in your life. And at the same time, you cannot get more than what you are destined in life. You cannot get that much before the time also. क्या कहते हैं हिंदी में, समय से पहले और भाग्य से ज़्यादा कभी किसी को मिलता नहीं. इसका कॉरोलरी क्या है, समय पे मिलेगा और जितना भाग्य है उतना ज़रूर मिलेगा. दैट इज़ द कॉरोलरी ऑफ दिस स्टेटमेंट. सो वन शुड नॉट वरी, वॉट एवर आई एम सपोज टू गेट आई विल गेट. नो बडी कैन कम इन बिटवीन, नथिंग, नो इवेंट कैन कम इन बिटवीन इन माई गेटिंग दैट फॉर्चून विच आई एम सपोज टू गेट. बट आई विल नॉट गेट बिफोर टाइम एंड आई नॉट गेट मोर देन वॉट आई डिजर्व. The point is, if that is going to happen anyways in life, at particular time things will happen and they will be revealed to you, why go for corruption? Why go for selfish way of practice? Why not practice honestly? Why not practice truthfully? Why not practice with compassion? And why not practice with great zeal to help others selflessly? Today everybody is selfish. They all want to, kya bolte hain, aap bimar to padho. बीमार पड़ के तो देखो, हम बैठे हैं आपको लूटने के लिए. ऑल द हॉस्पिटल्स आर टुडे, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग, इंस्टीट्यूट बेस्ड ऑन ग्रीड, वेटिंग फॉर पेशेंट्स टू फॉल सिक एंड टू एक्सप्लॉइट देम कंप्लीटली मर्सीलेसली. 50,000 भरो नहीं तो यहां से पेशेंट को लेके जाओ. दिस इज टुडेज प्रैक्टिस इन गवर्नमेंट हॉस्पिटल्स, म्युनिसिपल हॉस्पिटल्स, द पैथेटिक क्वालिटी ऑफ सर्विस. इन प्राइवेट हॉस्पिटल गुड क्वालिटी बट ओनली मनी मनी एंड मनी. So people used to worship doctors as gods in the early days. At least in my childhood, I remember. Doctor was a family member. He would be called for every family event. He would be given chance to speak on microphone in front of audience of marriage. I have seen my family doctor. In Ganpati festivals, doctor will be called as chief guest. And in family matters, they will take advice from him for marriages, about children's functions, about admissions. He would be the advisor and counselor. Such a high esteem position doctor had. But today people feel that I am going to doctor now, I don't know whether I will be cheated or not. I am getting admitted in this big hospital, I don't know how much I will be cured, how much my money will go, what kind of bill will be there. Whether it is genuinely doing or not, whether I will be admitted without requirement, whether I will be operated without need, whether I will be given medicines more than I require, whether I will be put in hospital more days than my requirement, whether I will be, instead of general normal delivery, I will be operated for caesarean. Just out of fear, they'll tell you, बोलने का नहीं, बाद में कुछ कॉर्ड अराउंड नेक आएगा, बच्चा मर गया तो मुझे बोलना नहीं कुछ, ऐसा डरा के रखेंगे. The lady will say, we are only going to have one child, not many children. Why to take risk? Sir, please go for cesarean. So 3,000 का बिल होगा तो 20,000 हो जाएगा उसको. Why to come in the middle of the night for emergency, for delivery? elective surgery between 9 to 5, go home and sleep peacefully, earn a lot of money also. This is medical profession today. So I think you are all going to be caretakers of masses tomorrow. The good fortune of all of us is that we will be meeting in our life so many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people who will seek your association, who will look forward to you with great hope and great faith that you will finally treat me and save me from suffering. With that faith, people will look up to you. Whether we are going to be greedy and exploitative and cruel, still people will look up to you as my hope will save me. So why not respond to them equally and proportionately with same zeal of compassion? But from where compassion will come? It doesn't come on trees. It doesn't, we don't have fruits of compassion in the winter coming and we all are eating every year, 3 months, fruits of compassion, and then by January everybody is fully compassionate. It's not like that. We have to cultivate those things in our hearts. Like we go to gymnasium, we have a gymnasium on ground floor. Maybe students are working hard in gymnasium for 2, 3, 4 years, and then they'll become masculine and they will become strong. Similarly, at the student age, when you are studying and acquiring knowledge, we have to also train ourselves to develop virtues, good qualities as a human being, and take care of ourselves also, because you are going to take care of masses in the future. You should learn to take care of yourself first. First be compassionate to yourself, take good care of yourself, so you can long term, for long time of life, serve people in large number of society people. That should be our goal. And don't worry, money will follow you. Money, fame, good name, respect, all will follow you. But wherever there is virtue, people bow down there. Nowadays, knowledge is there, degree is there, money is there, but no virtue is there. So people pay you, but they don't respect you. It's just a business. But we want to become doctors with virtues, with qualities. And most of all, the quality of compassion must be there in abundance in our hearts. Because God is, Supreme Personality of God is ocean of compassion. And medical doctors have privilege to become instruments in the hands of God, who is ocean of compassion. So that compassion, the ocean of compassion, to become instruments and deliver that compassion from God to everybody through our medical profession. I did a fellowship in, you know, palliative care. And maybe many of you may not know what is palliative care or hospice. I would like to introduce you the concept, how I got attracted to that. Palliative care is a medical branch, like you do medicine, surgery, gynec. There's a post-graduation available in palliative care. Palliative medicine for doctors, palliative nursing for nurses, palliative care for non-medical people to provide supportive care. And the word palliation is comfort care, to provide comfort. It may not be necessarily cure, but creating comfort in people's lives. So I went to USA in San Diego, California, to do my fellowship in palliative care. And what is done there? All the people who are terminally ill, who know that they are not going to get cured of the disease that they have got. The disease has reached such a stage, no more treatment can be done, and death is certain. So at one point of time, वो doctors will say, अभी इसको घर पे लेके जाओ, अभी कुछ नहीं कर सकते, अभी घर जाओ और भगवान से प्रार्थना करो. So what happens is that doctors have now sent you home, and death has not yet invited you. So there's a big time gap, sometimes 3 months, sometimes 6 months, sometimes 2 years, sometimes 5 years. And patient is sent home from medical side, and death has not invited yet. And the long period of time, which is full of pain and suffering and frustration, indignity, uselessness, feeling of unworthiness, social evil, social problems, psychological problems of loneliness, unwantedness, physical suffering of pain, vacant future, no direction, what to do, what will happen to me after death, is God angry with me, is He going to punish me, am I going to hell or heaven, am I going to be punished or rewarded? There are so many psychological, physical, social issues. So when these people, medical science rejects the people from their admissions and situations and they go home, the palliative care work begins. And there is medical work of pain management mainly and support care, the psychological management of counseling, giving worthiness, you know, dignity to patients, giving them hope, giving them enthusiasm from moroseness and hopelessness to give them hope in life, give them feeling of wantedness, that we want you, you are important. Then social help comes in between, where will is made, whatever is property can be divided. Somebody wants to say sorry, somebody wants to say thank you, somebody wants to meet, somebody wants to share relationship, old friends, old relatives, some people he has hurt, some people has hurt him, he wants to square it everyone with everybody. So social care, home support care, and last is spiritual care. He wants to know how to prepare for the death. Death is inevitable. When I was born in this world, people distributed sweets and they enjoyed. But when I go, I'm fearful and everybody is also going to cry. It's going to be a sad event, dreadful, unwanted, fearful event. No one wants to talk about it. But everyone has to go through it, irrespective of your liking or not liking. So this is that branch where no cure is expected, but a dignified, glorious departure is expected. In simple words, the dreadful, unwanted, fearful event of death is turned into a festival of transition from one stage to another. That is the goal of hospice. So it's a medical branch, it's a medical field, but based on a lot of philosophy, based on philosophy of compassion and care and giving comfort to suffering patients. There's also palliative surgery, there's also palliative chemotherapy, there's also palliative radiation, there's also palliative psychology, psychiatric services. Those people who are at the end of their life, they have lots of psychological problems. They feel very hopeless, unworthy, fearful at times. There is a special branch called palliative psychiatry. And that way, every branch is there in palliative. All medical branches are there in palliative care also. So I'm trying to tell you that okay, there is a lot of suffering in this world. And day by day, as we are moving ahead in 21st century, the physical and the mental sufferings are increasing day by day. When I was a student, I never knew Ebola. I never knew rotavirus. And AIDS was a short note. Only 5 lines we would write. One mark or 2 marks. Now AIDS is a full question and many questions. And so many viruses have come in. There was no chikungunya in when I studied. Everything I studied only now when it came up in market. That means newer diseases are coming. More and more suffering is coming. Man is failing in his attempt to combat with the diseases. So much research is done. You combat one disease, smallpox, tuberculosis to a certain extent, but in new form. In my time, tuberculosis means low-grade fever, lack of appetite, cough more than 15 days, loss of weight, tuberculosis. Now, 104 fever for 7 days in a row, boiling, hypotension, dehydration, admission, and what is the diagnosis? Tuberculosis. So tuberculosis has changed this whole pattern. What is the meaning of all these things? What we studied typical diseases, now they are no more appearing as typical diseases. Newer diseases are coming up. That means if we think deeply, taking a pause, we'll understand suffering is increasing in variety of ways. And if you are going to become doctors, you will have to equip yourself with that kindness and compassion in the heart so that more and more number of people will come to you. 24-year-old boys are coming with global heart attack, massive cardiac infarct, myocardial infarction, undergoing bypass surgery, undergoing angioplasty at 20, 21 years old, age. How it is? We are reading in the books that middle-aged or old people, as our typical notes we write in examination. It is not true anymore. Any age, anything is happening these days. Cancers are coming up because of stress that people are having. And we are looking externally that people are getting Ebola infection, people are getting rotavirus infection, people are getting tuberculosis in different ways, unimaginable ways. But we fail to look at ourselves we are also victims of the same stress. So much pressure, so much stress to pass out, to get admission, to study, to get examination, to get finally postings, then to earn money and to give up the loans that we have taken. Many of you must have taken loans, your parents must have taken loans to pass, to get admission. So much pressure is there. So you should know that the average life of a doctor is 52 years now. And amongst the doctors who are physicians, they have little more life. Maybe ophthalmologists and dermatologists and some other pathies, they have little more life. The intensivists have lesser life. The surgeons have further lesser life. And the psychiatrists have 48 to 50 years of life. Now you want to be part of them? You want to have your lifespan 48 and 50 years and 55 years? No. Because you have to think about it from now only. How to conduct your lives. How to rejuvenate yourself. How to develop virtues and qualities which will satisfy you and free you from stress. This is the time to study. When do we take animals in circus? Any idea? When do we take animals in circus? When the animals are young. When they are young, you can twist them the way you want. You can make them jump through the fire and jump through whatever you want. You can't teach old dog new tricks. That's what the English saying is. So if you have to develop good qualities and good virtues and develop a very quality life for yourself, a long, long life of quality, compassionate service to everybody else who comes in your life, so that you have to remain healthy and happy and free from stress and full of virtues, then you will be able to serve society for a long time. You have to also learn the art of living long, rejuvenating yourself. So my humble request to you is that first you develop a beautiful, virtuous character, and then you will become the best doctor in the world. Each of you, wherever you go, will be most wanted. But doctors are not wanted because they have some skills. They are respected because of their virtue of kindness and compassion, extending themselves out of the way to cure the suffering soul. That is what we are meant for. And when we do that, at the same time take care of ourselves in a very pure lifestyle, then for a long time you can serve. And you'll be happy and your life will be fulfilled. And for that, we all need an atmosphere where we can work in a pure manner. Today, if you go out, your colleagues who are seniors to you will not let you practice ethically. Will pull you in corruption, will force you to be part of the corrupt system. That was my problem when I started my GP. Everybody was coming and forcing me to take money. Sir, aapko lena hi padega. Nahi, mere patient ko discount de do. Nahi, aisa kar sakte nahi hai. Hamare clinic mein do patient aake baithenge. Ek bolega, kitna charge liya? To bolega, 40 rupees in those days. Dusra bolega, kitna liya? 60 rupees. Kyun? Main wo Dr. Shanbhag ki taraf se aaya tha, isliye mujhe 40 rupees diya. Aur wo Dr. Dalal ki taraf se aaya tha, usko 80 rupees. So patients will come inside and fight with the doctor. Why 40 for him, why 80 for me? So humko ye jhagda nahi chahiye. Aap apna paisa le lo aur patient bhejo. So I stopped my practice and I joined our group. And we formed very beautiful organization called Sri Chaitanya Seva Trust, which is today known as Bhakti Vedanta Hospital, a multi-speciality tertiary care hospital in Mira Road. But the difference is we have a department of spiritual care. Free of charge, we give spiritual care, counseling, death care to people. No charges. My department has 30 people, fully paid salaries, full-time employees, including myself. But our services to patients are not charged. The only purpose is to give care and kindness and compassion to the suffering souls. And in turn, connect the patients to the Supreme Lord. Through medical practice, in a very creative way, when they are suffering, you serve them, you make them comfortable, and then connect them with Lord. That is the model of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And now Bhaktivedanta Hospital has expanded into a dedicated 25-bedded hospice in Vrindavan, with all modern amenities, and the standards of UK and US hospices are exhibited over there. In Barsana now, from a small medical camp, now we have a daily running eye hospital over there from 2011. And we bought 5 acres of land to develop a quality eye hospital in that village. 5 acres of land. So we built a very beautiful A-class eye surgery center. The last stop in UP should be that. That is our goal. And now, looking at our services, 2 years back, one of the builders who had a hospital in Mira Road, he came forward and said, "Sir, apna hospital band pad raha hai. Can you please take over?" So we took over the hospital called PV Doshi Hospital. And that has become our charity service center. We have achieved a best non-governmental organization award in Thane district. And after that award, the whole Thane district has made open for us to do our services everywhere. And we have a hospital in the village called Hamrapur in Wada, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Hamrapur, where we do free services to all the villagers. One new one is coming up in Talasari, which is on the Western Express Highway. Same way, doctors are paid fully, and donors are donating money, and patients are served free of charge. And whatever is not cured there, we bring to Bhaktivedanta Hospital and treat them there. There is a place called Mayapur. Mayapur is a place in West Bengal where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. And we have ISKCON as world headquarters over there. And there we have started another hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Mayapur. I am going next week over there to inaugurate our ophthalmic surgical unit. We'll do a nice fire sacrifice and inaugurate our free eye services over there. The world-renowned doctor who has submitted 75 papers in international journals has joined us. And with his expertise and kindness, we will expand our eye services to people. He is fully paid. It is not that when we expect to do charity, we are expected to do free services. It's not like that. We are paid fully, reasonably well. Services are free. Donors are supporting. Like for example, Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Hamrapur, Lions Club of Juhu has sponsored it completely, all the expenses. Now upcoming eye surgery unit, sponsored by them. Salaries, everything they are sponsoring. So there's no dearth of money outside. What is lacking outside is compassion. The chairman of the Lions Club who told me, "Sab paise ki kami nahi market mein. Trust nahi hai. Trust hai, to kafi paisa hai market mein. People want to give and donate. But they want to see that their money is utilized in a very proper and nice way. Goes in the right place, in the right person's help. So why not become part of this kind of activity? And then Lord will support you. If you serve Lord Narayan, Lakshmi is bound to stay at the feet of Narayan. If you serve Lord Narayan, Lakshmi will be with you. She will not leave you. If you only serve Lakshmi, then she is chanchala. She sometimes lives with you, sometimes with somebody else. The Chanchala Lakshmi Devi becomes stabilized at the feet of Narayan when you serve Narayan. So my purpose of coming here and my purpose of coming in future will be only one thing: to give you inspiration, to give you some understanding about what can be done with our medical knowledge, where we can utilize. Can there be a place where all principles of purity of lifestyle followed? Can there be a place where honest practice is done? Can there be a place where genuine high degree of medical quality practice is possible? Good people who are genuine around you possible? And can I become part of that mission where I can earn my money, fulfill my medical practice needs, my skills and my advancement in my medical field? Can I be in touch with the medical updates and latest researches? At the same time, become a pure devotee of Krishna, serving people in compassion? And yes, the answer is yes. It is possible. Few of us came together, worked together, stayed together for so many years, and we dreamt of a small hospital of 25 beds. I remember, all of us should talk about it. Ek 25 bed ka hospital hona chahiye. Sab saath mein practice karenge, thoda Bhagavad Gita ka prachar karenge, prasad baatenge logon ko, aaram se rahenge. But that small dream, today we have 80,000 square feet construction in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, a tertiary care hospital, which we never dreamt. We have another hospital in Barsana, another hospital in Vrindavan, one hospital in Mayapur, one hospital in the territory itself, in Mira Road, another hospital, PV Doshi Hospital, Hamrapur Hospital, Talasari Hospital. And the latest news is in Nalasopara there is a place called Nirmal, where it is supposed to be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has visited that place and taken bath in that place called Nirmal Talav. And there is a 19-acre land there, and there is a hospital called Hospital Shraddhananda. And that hospital is existing there but defunct. Nobody works there anymore. There is a hospice also there, amazingly. And there is a school there, and there is a Krishna temple there, and 19-acre land there. And somehow the one of the trustee, old lady, she is a follower of Srila Prabhupada. Old days when Prabhupada was there in the world, in Juhu, she was a follower of Prabhupada. And somehow she has come in contact with us. Now she is requesting us. Some of you must have heard the name of Dr. Saxena. He is the big name in cardiovascular surgery in Mumbai. When I was a student, he was operating surgeon in St. George Hospital, CVTS HOD. Now he is big heart surgeon. He is also one of the trustees. And both of them are in touch with us, and they are requesting us, please take over this hospital and run in your own way. Run this temple, run this hospice, run the hospital, because we see that you are running all these things. We are running a temple, we are running a hospice, we are running a hospital also. So last 14, and now there is 16th year going on, 17th year going on. Please take over. Now within few days this will happen. Now you tell me, if more and more such hospitals are going to be opened up and expanded, then don't we need doctors to join this mission, to earn the livelihood and to also work in a very missionary spirit, to make your life very rich in quality and virtue? So the idea is that if these thoughts and thought processes are cultivated in your hearts right when you are students, then when you come out and you make up your mind, I want to practice in this way. Oh Lord, can there be a place for me where I can live a pure, honest, genuine practice, earn my money, make my family happy, and be part of a mission? The answer is yes. Now we are doing second, third, maybe somebody is doing internship here, somebody is doing PG here. Few more years, more avenues will come. Right now in these eye setups, we require eye surgeon, we require a pediatrician, we require anesthetist, we require dentist immediately. So the projects will be there, and you all can become part of the project. Make your life successful, take care of yourself, and be ready to take care of masses of people in the most wonderful and compassionate way. Thank you very much. So if anybody has any questions, any comments, you are free to ask me. Within my capacity, I like to answer.
Any questions?
Dr. Anita, she's your lecturer now, your professor? Professor, in lecturer in microbiology. Before she did microbiology, she worked in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in NICU. And she has tested the atmosphere in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I'm very proud to be part of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Yeah, anybody has any question? Yeah. Yes? Anybody? Girls?
On behalf of them, I just want to ask.
Yes. Yes, please.
Hari Bol.
Actually, first of all, most of the time we have seen that in this modern...
You able to hear?
Everybody is hearing?
You speak.
Hari Bol. In this modern age, when I meet all of them, they are feeling sense of distraction from many things. They want to be good doctors, they want to get good fields, but most of the time the technology is like this, that most of the time they are being distracted by internet or so many things coming up. So when they come first year, when they come for first year medical college, what I have seen in and them also, all of them, that they have a zeal to serve humanity, people. But slowly, slowly, when the time is increased, when they are in internship or final year, that zeal is gone away. And this see that so many different practices are going on, and their mood from doing service to the humanity was for earning money. And how to tackle this thing? And
the only answer is associating with people who are actually living that kind of life. What mood they have in first MBBS, people are there in this world who carry on the same mood in their actual practice and live a very pure lifestyle for themselves and serve selflessly to others. How do we learn cycling? By people being with people who know cycling. How do ladies learn cooking? By being with their mother, assisting her and looking at her, how she cooks. So similarly, if you want to practice selflessly, full of compassion, genuinely, and also make good amount of money, you have to meet people who are already doing that. Be in their company. Man is known by his company. If you keep association right from your student age, with goal in mind, with inspiration, example in front of you. If you have people in front of you who are exemplary, and you keep the association, in exam times, whom do you associate with? Tell me. Those who are studying very hard. You want to always be near them, right? Not those who are sleeping in the hostel room. You always want to go sit next to the person who is studying the maximum. I did that in my college days. So what is the principle? If you don't have something which you want to have, you go to the people who have them, and then sit with them, associate with them, share their consciousness, share their mood, share their virtues, and you will eventually get those virtues. That is why Prabhuji, Rajgopal Prabhu, Deen Gopal Prabhu are coming here, all the way from temple. What is the purpose? So that you all are like fast-going jet planes. 1 degree, half degree deflection can take the plane to some other station. From Delhi, it will go to Kanpur. So fast it is. Only 1.5 degree deflection. So what the plane requires? Right direction. Right direction means good guidance. A good captain who takes the plane in right direction. So all the 500 people in Boeing 747 will reach Delhi only, not Kanpur. So if you are convinced that you want to reach Delhi, you have to have a dedicated captain who will take you to Delhi, who knows how to take you to Delhi, and who is himself inspired in an exemplary personality. Then he'll reach you to destination. So it's just by saying, I want to be a good doctor, I want to be a selfless doctor, I want to serve people, by saying that nothing happens. You have to do something. How all you have got in medicine? Just by desiring, I want to go to medicine, I want to go to medicine, I want to go to medicine. So you all have systematically studied how to get into medical college, what needs to be studied, which classes need to go, to be gone, to admit, to get admitted, how much to study, which books to study, what to give up, what not to give up, how many hours to study. You have gone in a very systematic way. Intelligently you have proceeded in a systematic way. That's why today you are in medical college. Some of you are already appearing for PG entrance. Similarly, if you want to practice ethically and selflessly, you need to plan for it. You need to use your intelligence. Samyak buddhi, you need to use your intelligence in a very bona fide way. Plan it nicely. Gather association of the same kind. And then you will be on the path. To become pilot, you have to go to a college of learning pilot. To become doctor, you have to go to medical college. Be amongst the same kind of students. Similarly, beyond that, if you want to learn to practice genuinely, selflessly, compassionately, and have a good practice also, get hold of those peoples. That's why one of our plan is to also take you to Bhaktivedanta Hospital for a visit to see how a model hospital, how a hospital with difference is available here, to get inspiration, to understand how the departments are run. Professionalism, medical expertise, medical quality is also on topmost priority over there. It's not only devotion, Hare Krishna, good people around, but they take 5 times pricks to get 1 IV line. They don't know how to dress the wound, and they don't know how to do CLWs, they do mess up the wound, and the complexities of surgeries, and they don't know how to diagnose, and they give medicines with indiscriminately. It's not like that. Medical proficiency, integrity, and spiritual consciousness. together has to be there in the doctor. Integrity, ethics is most important. Medical skills, the primary thing, you need to know your subject very well when you are a specialized doctor. Then you have to have integrity. That should be coupled up with spiritual knowledge and consciousness. That should be coupled up with devotion to the Lord. Then you are like a star and everybody will flock around you. So you are a rare personality who has spiritual consciousness, devotion, who has integrity and who has got best medical knowledge. Who would not like to be with that person to help oneself? That's why this is, I again repeat, this is the right time. When you are a student, cultivate this consciousness. As soon as one starts earning 5 rupees, the time is gone. That whole thing will suck you completely. Before earning that 5 rupees, first time, if you have fully equipped consciousness, fully developed virtue and character, then you can face the money in a very balanced way. And the money will not overwhelm you. You will be the person who will control the money. Money will not control you. And money ke bare mein aise kaha gaya hai, money corrupts. And it corrupts absolutely. That is a fact. Whoever it is, money has the power to corrupt. If you don't want money to corrupt you, you have to have strong consciousness within. And use the money, not let the money use you and you use your consciousness. That's why I am very grateful to Lord to have introduced me this lifestyle in my very student life. Because I was a student that time, I could cultivate this nicely. I had no tension, no? Father was paying fee, food was coming, clothes were coming, everything was coming. My job was to study only. So I studied medicine and also studied spirituality. And that's why today I could live like this. Otherwise, world is very corrupt, you know. You want money, 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 and you can go all the way out. You have all your ethics for money. But you need a strong base in student life. Any other question you have?
Anybody wants to ask?
Yes, yes, Anita has got a question.
As students, we may say that they don't have much to do. I mean, even I came into Krishna consciousness when I was in the final year. But then we have to study a lot, we have to do our clinical practice, I mean the clinical postings, and you know, we are bogged down by so many pressures, even at that stage. So how do we balance time?
Pressures?
Yes, pressures is one thing. But if we speak of you know, practicing spirituality and coming into association of good people, we need some time out of our daily schedules. So how do we manage that? Because it's a hectic life, even for a student.
Much more hectic than our times, that much I can tell. I can see that. Much, much more hectic than we were students, we were quite peaceful actually. And I know kind of pressures that all of you have today. Everywhere, entrance exam, fees, and second MBBS, there is an entrance exam, classes going on, along with second MBBS and third MBBS, study this, study that also, so much pressure is there. But if you want to achieve something which is valuable in life, unless you invest time, you will not get it. Today, if you want, suppose to get admitted in medicine, you have to put in energy in that direction. Isn't that true? Whichever branch you need to take up, you will have to work on that direction. You can't say I'm very busy and I'm stressed out. To fulfill your goal, you have to give time. So along with your medical requirement of studies and the pressures and the times and exams and everything, if you want to develop character and integrity and consciousness and compassion, you must develop, dedicate some time for it at least. And I would say if not daily so many hours, regularly, periodically, sometime. It has to be given. Let me ask one question to you. Do you sleep during your MBBS days and MPG days?
Yes.
So busy. So busy. So many cases are there, night emergencies are going on. How can you sleep? But if you don't sleep, you will not get up next morning. How long a car can go without petrol? So busy, I can't take diversion to petrol pump and to fill up my car. with petrol. No time. You know what will happen? Somewhere on the highway the car will stop. And the petrol pump will be very far from that place. So what logic is that? You say, I'm so busy but I can't fill petrol in my car. I want to run my car. Similarly, however busy you are, you need to eat every day. And spend some hours in cleaning yourself, taking bath and going to the toilet and eating food and sleeping also for some time. Basic minimum, itna to karna hi padta hai. To run the body. Want the body running. Activity. Similarly, as I said, to earn the sword and to learn how to use the sword, both are important. So I agree with you that everybody is busy, but the program is something like once in a week, or sometimes little bigger program once in 3 months maybe. Come there, listen, whenever you have free time, read some books, study, understand. Because once you go out and start practicing, there is no time to do anything. Whatever medically you have learned, whatever virtues you have learned in student life, that is your punji for the whole life. That's all. So whatever to gather now is the only time now. If you want to gather any virtues and guidelines, any vision, any inspiration, time is now. Any medical skills, knowledge, practice, time is now. You have to invest time. It's a student life, full-time student life. That means studying, studying and absorbing and absorbing and gaining. This is the time for that. But because we developed those practices in early student life, today also we are reading spiritual books and doing spiritual practices every day. In our busy life also. We have got so many hospitals we are running. So much of busy schedules today also we have. But still, 2 hours of chanting every day, following principles, once in a week having satsang of devotees, going to temple, once in a year visiting holy places in pilgrimage, is a must. It's like sleeping in the night, rejuvenating. You have a soul inside which needs to be nourished and you have to give time to that. You can't keep cleaning and painting the cage of the bird every day and then one day a bird will be dead inside. Why? Because you forgot to feed him guava. So parrot is dead inside. And I kept the cage so clean and painted and perfectly, but I forgot to feed the bird inside. So like that, the bird is inside you, the soul. And you need to feed the soul regularly so that you can be spiritually strong. So you have to take out time. God has given President Obama 24 hours, Narendra Modi 24 hours, and you and me also 24 hours. How to utilize them, what to put in priority, how to prioritize is in our hand. And for that, Lord has given you also intelligence. With that intelligence, you can utilize your time very nicely and keep a very beautiful balance in your practice, in your study, in your spirituality, in your ethics and values. Everything can be cultivated simultaneously. With giving them its due time. Every day or every week or every fortnight or every month, whatever you feel appropriate, give time. And now is the time, and there is no tomorrow actually. Tomorrow never comes. So shall we end here? I thank you from the bottom of my heart for gratitude. Yes, yes. So I will bring the photograph back. Yeah, in a few minutes I will tell you. This is a month called month of Damodar, or in Indian context is called Kartik. So amongst 12 months in a year, there is something called a Chaturmasya, 4 months which are supposed to be very auspicious amongst all 12 months. And amongst these 4 months of Chaturmasya, the month of Kartik is most auspicious. Whatever one does spiritually in this month, is rewarded thousands of times more than if you do it other times. Like when you chant in the daytime, early morning, you get a certain effect. Chant in the evening and night, you get another effect. So like that, if you do any spiritual activity in the month of Kartik, which in this year is starting from 8th October, ending on 6th November, in these 30 days, if you chant, visit a holy place, listen to the holy katha of the Lord, serve the devotees, serve the Lord, you get thousands of times more effect. And there's one activity which is prescribed in this month, is offering of lamp to the Lord. And the scriptures explain that in this month, when you offer a lamp to the Lord, good and bad karmas accumulated in millions of yugas, we have taken birth again and again. All those lifetimes, whatever good and bad karmas must have accumulated, by one offering of lamp, all those karmas can be nullified. All the bad things that we may have to suffer in the future can be nullified just by offering one lamp to the Lord. And this lamp offering is one of the most auspicious activity to be done in this month. And this month is supposed to be the month of Damodar. Damodar means that baby form of Krishna who was tied with rope by his mother around the belly. So Udar means stomach and Dam means rope. That form of the Lord which was tied by Mother Yashoda by rope at the belly is Damodar. And this month is dedicated to Damodar. And we offer lamb to Damodar, Yashoda and Damodar. And we sing a beautiful song also, Damodar Ashtakam. And every morning evening for these 30 days, we will offer lamps. It began yesterday, and every morning evening we will offer lamps. Even in the hospital also, we have a small temple, and at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, our staff members come and offer lamps. And there's a mobile temple, and the temple goes to all the patients in the wards, in the OPDs, in ICUs, NICU, in OPD areas and daycare ward and AKD everywhere. And patients from their bedside offer the lamp to the Lord every single day. That is called as spiritual care activities at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So you will sing the song now also? I can sing.